For the best in jazz, tune in to WNHN LP 94.7 FM right here in Concord.
So we're going to go ahead and go right into it and kick things off with, how about the Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. I'm Jack Flack. You are listening to Jack's Jams right here on WNHN 94.7, Concord, New Hampshire.
Everyone, it is a Wednesday, February 12th. This is the day after the New Hampshire primary. You're tuned into The Attitude with Arnie Arneson and producer Ken Barnes. Lovely day in the neighborhood. Interesting election returns. We're going to be talking about variations on that theme all day. All right, so let me set the stage for our first guest. And also, as I mentioned to you before, that John Nichols of The Nation magazine is going to be in our studio. In fact, he just arrived. Scott Braddock is also going to be joining us. And I want to welcome to the program Bill Curry. Bill Curry writes for Salon.com. So let me welcome to the program, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty well this morning.
And as I mentioned, John Nichols is also here. Welcome to the program,
John. Wow. Hi, John.
Hi, Bill.
So I want to start with a comment that Bernie Sanders had flatlined at number one.
Yeah.
Let me just use that line. Flatlined.
That's a wonderful line.
And I almost want a bumper sticker that says that. And the reason why I bring that up, in 2016, when Bernie pulled it out of his socks and shocked the world and defeated Hillary Clinton. And what I'm going to tell you is, if Donald Trump got $2 billion in free media in order for him to make the win in 2016, you know what Bernie Sanders has gotten since 2016? Probably $1 to $2 billion in negative media or no media coverage.
Here's the bottom line. Bernie Sanders was treated as sort of a cute figure.
Yes.
You know, like
exactly.
A sort of adorable.
Yes.
Right?
Adorable.
And that's something that our media likes to do. They love you if you are on the margins. But when you come in from the margins mm-hmm. and become a part of the mainstream discourse, when mm-hmm. you literally mm-hmm. are defining the politics,
right.
Well, then you start to see kind of the heart and soul of our media.
During the late 1930s and early 40s, the young child Steve Reich used to travel with his governors between the homes of his mother in Los Angeles and his father in New York. Thinking about these frequent cross-country train rides, Reich reflected that had he been in Europe instead of America in those years, as a Jewish child, he would have ridden very different trains.
Steve Reich's Different Trains is featured on this week's Ancient and Modern, Sunday at 10 a.m.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Other. This will be our third volume, featuring songs that are well-known remakes of earlier recordings. And we're going to play you both recordings. We started with Howlin' Wolf from 1961 and I Ain't Superstitious. And we'll return to that later. First, we're going to hear Henry Thomas with some early blues.
You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. If you're a voter who swings between voting Democrat and Republican or a third party, listen up. June 2nd is the deadline for you to change your party affiliation. If you are currently a Republican and want to vote in the Democratic primary, or a current Democrat and wants to vote in the Republican primary, you will need to immediately contact your clerk to request a change of affiliation form and do it through the mail. With the deadline imminent, Governor Sununu issued an executive order last Thursday allowing this process through the mail, but instead of making the simple change easier, the governor's order required that the form be witnessed by a second person, adding more red tape to the process. If you aren't registered with a party and are unaffiliated, a group of over 377,000 New Hampshire voters that is larger than either the declared Democrats or Republicans, you may choose your primary ballot when you arrive at the polls, and you don't have to change your affiliation on June 2nd. But if you are usually an unaffiliated voter but forgot to change yourself back after the February New Hampshire presidential primary, you can change yourself back to unaffiliated on or before June 2nd. For more information about voting during COVID-19, go to opendemocracynh.org. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
It's time for the Lounge Show right here on WNHN 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire. I'm your hostess, Sweet Caroline, and we're back again for more fantastic music for you. Today we're going to hear from Billy May and his orchestra. We'll also hear from Henry Mancini, Paul Anka, Sergio Mendez, and Brazil 66. And also we'll hear The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, two versions of that today. And, of course, so much more right here on today's fantastic Lounge Show. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6. Don't forget to stream us at WNHNFM.org. Coming up next, we're going to hear Big Spender from Shirley Bassey. Keep it right here on the Lounge Show.
Touching more.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point.
Welcome to Veterans Talk Radio with Stryker and Doc.
Good evening, Concord, and welcome again to Veterans Talk Radio with Stryker and Doc.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you all very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate your support.
We're going to actually be just a little bit of a teaser. We're going to be continuing our conversation that we had last week with Keith Howard.
Hey there, everybody.
But in all seriousness, we've said it 100 million times, and we'll say it 100 million times more. We do not take ourselves very seriously, but we do take our mission very seriously. And with that being said, if you are a veteran or know of a veteran in need or in crisis, please dial 1-800-273-8255, press 1. We are coming out of Veteran and Suicide Prevention Month, so what we're going to do is we're going to
finish our conversation from last week with Keith, because we were just starting down this road.
Yep.
Yes.
So, Keith, tell us where you are now.
Yep. I am a veteran who has lived with thinking about killing myself, and I'm lucky enough that I have learned to be able to label those thoughts that come into my head as thoughts and let them go away instead of grasping them and holding them next to me. But there are a whole lot of veterans who every single day have that thought come into their head, and then instead of being able to let it go, it becomes an obsession. And I can tell you, when I have been actively suicidal, it's almost like your vision narrows until the only thing that you can see, the only way out, is suicide. But I can say that for me, it was human contact that really mattered, so that making a phone call is great, but really finding people that you're sitting down with and just being with another human being makes a world of difference.
We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll hear from you again next week. Thank you very much, and we will see you next week.
Thank you all very much.
Welcome to The Dave Scott Show, a variety show featuring acoustic music Thursdays from 10 till midnight on 94.7 WNHN.
Carol Coronis is here. We'll start with you. I was little. I was dancing to my dad's Greek band when he was practicing when I was three, practicing with his band, his Greek band in the living room. And I was really getting to be a good dancer. And so my mother said, oh, my gosh, my little girl's going to become a belly dancer. We got to throw an instrument in her hands.
Yeah.
So they gave me a little toy accordion, which was in tune, but it kept falling apart. So, hey, Gary, I was playing accordion when I was three.
Wow.
Although the Trump administration recently denied the state of New Hampshire's request for a special open enrollment period, Affordable Care Act enrollment options do exist for Granite Staters who have lost their job and their workplace health insurance. But individuals only have 60 days to apply. Similarly, some employers' plans may offer COBRA to extend existing health coverage, which also has a 60-day sign-up window. Regular or expanded Medicaid may also be options for you. For more information on any of these, contact New Hampshire Navigators at 1-877-211-NAVI, which is 877-211-6284, or on the web at coveringnewhampshire.org.
Welcome to Rebel Base on WNHN 94.7 Concord with your host DJ Twit flying solo tonight. Dance your COVID nightmares away.
Welcome to Portraits in Blue and Green, a show that features the legends of jazz both past and present. Our goal is to bring you the music and times of these gifted artists. This great American art form known as jazz is timeless. I'm your host, Frank Wilner, so sit back and enjoy. Lots of great jazz tunes, standard fare, along with a few swingers, make up our playlist today. We open with Count Basie's Jumpin' at the Woodside that features Basie alum Buddy Tate on tenor, Dave McKenna piano, Cal Collins guitar, Bob Mazie bass, and Jake Hanna drums are also notable.